With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Debbie has been downgraded from a tropical storm, but is lashing the coast of the Carolinas with rain. Into the weekend, forecasters say parts of the East Coast can expect heavy downpours, flash flooding, and possible tornadoes. The Mid-Atlantic states and parts of New York and New England will also see significant rainfall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed an executive order requiring hospitals to collect data on the health care cost of undocumented migrants treated in the state. Bernie Bennett has more.
Human Services Commission, or HHCS, must, quote, assess costs of the Texas public hospital system imposed by the federal government's open border policies. Abbott said in a statement, quote, Texans should not have to shoulder the burden of financially supporting medical care for illegal immigrants. Healthcare officials who treat undocumented migrants will be forced to collect and send information on those patients' citizenship status to the state, according to the executive order that Abbott signed Thursday. HHCS will direct healthcare providers to collect costs associated with care for undocumented migrants beginning on November 1st. The state government will require quarterly reports on the costs, with annual reports directed to the governor's office. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a third individual has been arrested in connection with a foiled attack on now-canceled Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna.
Both Austria's chancellor, the interior minister, and senior security officials have said they have worked closely with foreign intelligence agencies in uncovering this plan. We've had reports that are unconfirmed suggesting the Americans may have given them a tip-off, but everybody who has been speaking about this in Austria has praised the cooperation that they have had with foreign intelligence services.
That's BBC correspondent Bethany Bell. On Wall Street, the Dow is dropping 23 points. The NASDAQ is down 4. This is SRN News. The governor of Minnesota embraces transgenderism.
That's not all that surprising, given the fact that Tim Walz is a Democrat. But it matters more now that he's Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate and could one day be one step away from the White House. During his time as governor, Walz raised a lot of eyebrows when he signed a law requiring that feminine hygiene products be made available in the male bathrooms at all public schools and universities in Minnesota. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
August 2024 marks the 10-year anniversary of ISIS takeover of Iraq, during which thousands of Christians and other people from non-Muslim communities were killed in the city of Mosul and the surrounding areas. Iraq's Assyrian Christians, who belong to a native Mesopotamian community consisting of early converts to Eastern Orthodoxy, suffered greatly at this time. The exact death toll may never be known. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has a message to local governments: clear homeless encampments now or lose out on state funding next year. The governor said this week that he will start taking state funding away from cities and counties that are not doing enough to move people out of encampments and into shelters. The Detroit Zoo welcomes a new arrival.
The zoo is celebrating the birth of a gorilla, a first in its 96-year history. Baby arrived Thursday, doesn't have a name yet, and the sex has not been determined. The newcomer joins four other gorillas at the zoo, including mom and dad. Those four arrived a year ago. Staffers worked for months to prepare the troop, even carrying a stuffed gorilla doll around the habitat to demonstrate how to properly carry the newborn. For now, the gorilla's being kept out of public view. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.